It wasn't until years later that I did the math that I realized that my mother worked 100 hours a week to support me, my grandmother, and eventually my younger half-brother. It just, you know, boggles the mind. You know, how can somebody not just keel over dead from working that hard? But that's what she did. That's what she did to provide for us. But the, one of the major sacrifices in her doing that was her absence. You know, she wasn't able to spend a lot of time with her children. So I remember now with fondness and a lot of tenderness, I remember her rousting me awake at 2 or 3 in the morning on occasion. Baby, baby, Mama brought you a Sonic burger. And she's trying to feed me a Sonic burger at 3 o'clock in the morning because
mother's guilt.
Just quality time. She wanted to spend time with me. She worked from 8 to 5 at a community action program as a receptionist. And then from 5:30 to 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, she worked as a cashier at a Circle K. And then she cleaned houses on the weekends.
Wow.
So when was this person going to find the time, you know, to spend with her children? And so she did. She tried to carve out these moments like that that just seemed crazy. But I remember one moment in particular that I believe forever changed my life, and that would be the kindness of my fifth grade teacher, Luis Estrada.
And for, this was where?
This is in Buckeye, Arizona.
In Arizona.
This is before we moved to Idaho. I remember, and again, I would learn about this later. I didn't know about this at the time, but apparently Mr. Estrada picked up the phone and called my mother and said, your daughter has an ability with words. Do what you can to encourage that. Well, I had no idea this conversation happened. All I knew was that all of a sudden, my mother was sacrificing one of those precious hours of sleep to get me up early and sit on the edge of the bed and run spelling words with me. Now, you know, at 10, 11 years old, you don't care why your mom is spending extra special time just with you, not with your grandmother, not with your little brother, with you. This is your special time. And my little kid brain, all I could think was, Mom really must like words. If this is what's going to get my mom to spend time with me, I'm going to get really good at spelling words. And so I just remember that just really just focusing on that and, you know, doing spelling bees. And I realize now, like, wow, you know, that changed my life because I don't have a brain for math. Math is really, really hard for me. But English, you know, words, that's been how I've made it this far in life. You know, I'm not the smartest girl in the world, but my mom helped me get a toehold to focus on some aspect of education, some area of life, and just get really good at it. It's like, try really hard at this one thing.
Bless that.
You don't have to be good at everything, but be good at this one thing. And, you know, and it forever changed the way I looked at her. I'm like, you know, if she ever felt sorry for herself, I never saw it. She always saw the opportunity in a situation. So
that's awesome.
You know, I feel her presence more now. You know, like I said, she worked all those hours. It's hard to get her. But now I feel, you know, I just being able to look back and see all the ways, you know, that she served me, not by lecturing, not by telling me what to do, but just by living her life to the best. And doing it with so much dignity and grace and always putting herself in a position of what can I do? Always in a giving position, not in what can I get, but what can I give?